Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY, that's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Today, we celebrate. We celebrate because today is without a doubt the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Here we go.
Friday.
Oh yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday is the day that we work up to all week long, because on Friday we celebrate.
It's Friday.
Oh, come on, you know better. It's Friday. I just love it. I do. There's something special about Friday around this building. We have so much fun. And Friday is unlike any day. Now, I promised you I was going to get to more phone calls in this hour. I will. In fact, if you want to join us, you're welcome to do so. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. So much has gone on just in the last 3 days. You had 2 days of Democrat debates, and you had the president last night before a monstrous crowd in Cincinnati, in Ohio, in the Rust Belt, in a battleground state. The president, and by the way, look for the president to be there a lot, to be in Pennsylvania, to be in Wisconsin, to be in Ohio. He's going to be in a lot of different places. Why then bring the president out to Ohio? In fact, let's go to cut one. This was kind of the warm-up for the president of the United States, underscoring the reason for the trip to Ohio. Here is Vice President Mike Pence.
My fellow Americans, it is great to be back in the Buckeye State. But I got to tell you, we're here for one reason and one reason only. and that's that Ohio and America need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House. The campaign to keep America great is on. You know, what began 4 years ago has grown into a movement. A movement of everyday Americans from every walk of life, in every state in this nation. And here in Ohio, you led the way. Here in Ohio, you believed we could be strong again. You believed we could be prosperous again. And you said yes to President Donald Trump in 2016. And Ohio, I know you're going to say yes to President Donald Trump in 2020. Because it's all about results. And I think there's only one way you can describe the last 2.5 years. It's been 2.5 years of action. It's been 2.5 years of results. It's been 2.5 years of promises made and promises kept. But we're just getting started, Ohio.
I love that. Kind of underscoring the reason why they were coming to Ohio. I want to remind you this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes. And Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. Have you seen these things? For those of you who want to ride again, but you've got some physical limitations, check them out, LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I want to go directly to the president, because he did something I thought was really smart. If indeed Democrats used health care as the springboard to winning the midterm elections in 2018, the president's looking to take that back, that high road on health care. As you saw at the presidential wannabe debates this week, there is no consensus on the Democrat side. They don't know what they want to do. Half of them want Medicare for all. A third of them don't want anything to do with Medicare for all. They want a public option. Joe Biden wants something totally different. He wants Obamacare back. And I thought it was great last night. Let's go to cut two. The president in Cincinnati attacking Democrats right where they live on healthcare.
Democrats have never been farther outside the mainstream. Liberal politicians want to eliminate private health care and force everyone onto the government plan. Remember the lies from the previous administration. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. 28 times. One lie after another, 28 times it was said, and it turned out to be a total lie. My administration is defending your right to choose the plan and doctor that is best for you. We're offering right now plans up to 60% cheaper than Obamacare, and we will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions, always, always. What? Virtually every top Democrat also now supports late-term abortion. And then you'll have like a governor of Virginia It's not only late-term abortion, it's killing the baby after the baby is born. How about that? Think of that. Think of that. That's why I've asked Congress to prohibit extreme late-term abortion, because Republicans believe that every child is a sacred gift from God. Democrats are now the party of high taxes, high crime, open borders, late-term abortion, and they're the party, frankly, of socialism. The Republican Party is the party of freedom. We're the party of the American worker, the American family. We're the party of the American dream.
By the way, that mention of socialism wasn't the only mention of socialism in that amazing speech last night in Cincinnati. We'll let you hear more of that coming up. We're also going to get to your calls on the other side. I know our wall-to-wall free-for-all begins at 11:30, but we're going to open it up a little early, if that's okay. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more on socialism, your phone calls, it's all straight ahead. Again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now for a Friday. We're going to go to some calls here. So much has been going on in the last 3 days, and we've covered it all. But much of it involves the Democrats and their presidential wannabes debating for two nights. The next debate's, by the way, September 12th and 13th in Houston, Texas. It may be a two-night debate. It may be a one-night debate. We're not really sure yet. If they only have 10 that qualify, it'll end up being a one-night debate. If there's more than 10, I don't know what they'll do. Will they have 3, 10 and 3, or will they divide 13 up and it'll be 7 and 6? The Democrats don't know what the hell they're doing. Anyway, let's get to your phone calls. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. The thing that really shocked me about the president Democratic debates was how far left the Democrats, how radical they are. They bashed the king of the Democrats, President Obama. They put him down almost as much as they put down Trump. So I really found that shocking. I mean, this guy was like the king of the Democrats. All the Democrats looked up to him like he was some sort of god, and they really ripped him apart.
Well, can I tell you, that's what's so scary about how far left the Democrats have gone. I mean, if you look at it, by a show of hands, how many of you think Barack Obama was a radical president? My hand goes up. Everybody else's hand goes up. If you're driving, just give me a nod of the head. Most people agree that listen to this program that Barack Obama was not a moderate. He was a radical president dealing with a statistical Republican majority in at least one, and in some cases, both houses of Congress. So he essentially, you know, was stuck with the Republicans. But he was still very radical, and via executive order and other things, you know, just ignoring the Constitution, he just did what he wanted to do. And yet he is too moderate for this group? That's what's scary. Ben, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. It may be a little too early to tell, but I think the Democrats are going to implode from within. For years, the economy has been at the forefront of everybody's concern, but recently it's shifting to immigration. And every time they throw another log in front of something the president tries to do on immigration, I think they're digging a hole deeper and deeper and deeper, and they're not going to be able to dig out of it.
We will find out. I want to see the next set of debates, because the next set of debates I think will be important. Scott, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. I just went shopping at Walmart, and I couldn't believe it. I came out of Walmart with my shopping carriage, and there was a little old man and a little old lady sitting on the bench outside with people on each side of them, both of them wearing Make America Great Again hats on. And so I walked up to them, and I said to the man, I said, a liberal. And he looked at me with a kind of a frightened look on his face and said, yes. And I said, a person's so open-minded, their brains have fallen out. And then he chuckled, and then his wife sitting next to him said, well, what did he say? And he said, I'll tell you later. It was funny. And the shocking looks on the people sitting on the right and the left of them, like, how dare you?
Oh, my. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's why I make at least one stop every week at my neighborhood Walmart. No, I just do. I just do. Frank, I'm going to give you the last word this half hour. What's going on, man?
Oh, I heard on a couple of shows. I can't remember. I love radio so much. I'm taping or recording the different shows, and a couple of your constituents, wherever, they were lamenting how off the beaten path Chris Wallace was on the Sunday show, and you got to remind Americans that the rhinos and demon rats count on that we have a yesterday memory. And if you go back to the 2012 Iowa primaries and John Daly, he ran with this for 2 weeks when Ron Paul, he almost won the Iowa primary. And Chris Wallace refused on his show on Fox to acknowledge, if you remember that, nobody on any of the LSD networks and Fox was acknowledging Ron Paul. And, you know, you have a good weekend. Just remember that, America.
I will, and they will. Thank you, man. Have a great weekend. Coming up, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how that works. Also, more from the president's speech in Cincinnati. It was absolutely spellbinding. He not only set out and told you what the problem is, he gave you some definitive answers, some proposals for Democrats to consider. And maybe that's what you do. You just say, hey, put up or shut up, Dems. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. What do you do? This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam right now, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You are welcome to do so. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. For those of you that don't know what it is, this is where you call in and you get to tell us what you want to talk about. It could be something we talked about earlier in the show. It could be something we talked about earlier in the week. Or it might be something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter at Kevin Wall Radio. We make it real simple for you. Also, we are going to go back in time to last night and the president's amazing speech in Cincinnati. And in fact, let's go to cut three, because the president challenged Democrat leadership. That's Nancy Pelosi. That's Chuck Schumer, to vote for two GOP proposals. So the president not just laying out what's wrong and what needs to be fixed, but he's bringing solutions to the table. I love that. That's how that resonates with voters. Politicians, people that are in high office, they're there to make my life and your life and Jameson's life, everybody's life better. And the problem is, too many times, politicians are in it for themselves, not for me. Here was the president last night, late afternoon Pacific time, in Cincinnati, challenged, this is cut three, challenging Democrat leadership to vote for two specific GOP proposals.
Nearly half of all the homeless people living in the streets in America happen to live in the state of California. What they are doing to our beautiful California is a disgrace to our country. It's a shame. The world is looking at it. Look at Los Angeles with the tents and the horrible, horrible, disgusting conditions. Look at San Francisco. Look at some of your other cities. And then you have a governor. You have a governor that invites the whole world to come into California. We'll pay for your health care. We'll pay for, and then you wonder why so many people are coming up. They're coming up because we're the hottest economic country in the world, but they're also coming up because you have people like that governor saying, come on up, we'll give you health care. Come, who wouldn't come up? Who wouldn't come up? How crazy is this? How crazy is this? Schools, health care. Today I have a simple proposal for Democrat leaders to support legislation to end illegal migration, and we will use the vast savings to rebuild our inner cities. That's the way we should be doing it. That's what we should be doing. And by the way, you know, they keep talking about, oh, the voters, the voters, the voters. They want all sorts of security. What about a thing called voter ID, voter identification?
Now, there are two very, very interesting ideas. A voter ID, which I think is long overdue. And the other one is the idea of, hey, we'll fix the immigration problems along our southern border. And the money we save from that, we'll spend on infrastructure. And that's something we all agree upon, right? Yet they haven't done it yet. Interesting. The one thing that I liked about the speech last night, one of many things, by the way, but at the forefront was the idea of pitching results. It's one thing for somebody who's never been president to say, if you elect me, I'll do such and such. And the problem is, invariably, it's promises made, promises not kept. In this particular case, the president rolled out a whole bunch of things that he has actually done. He pitched results. This is cut five. And this is the president last night in Cincinnati.
Ohio is doing better today than it's ever, ever, ever done before. It's the best it's ever done. So what's going to do? A guy like a sleepy Joe Biden is going to come in and say, but I can do better. I can do better. He wants to go back to sleep. Together, we will continue unleashing the power of American enterprise so every American can reach their fullest and highest potential. Tremendous potential. Our country has such tremendous potential. You know, we've had the last week, we've had the highest stock market in the history of our country. That means 401ks. That means jobs. But there's tremendous potential to go up. We have tremendous potential to go up. With your help, we will elect a Republican Congress to create a safe, modern, fair, and lawful system of immigration. We will enact trade deals that ensure more products are proudly stamped with those four beautiful words, made in the USA or made in America. Why the one? You can use either one. Made in America, made in the U.S. We will achieve new breakthroughs in science and medicine, and I see what they're doing. I see it. They show me the things we're doing in our country today. There's never been anything like it. We will be ending the AIDS epidemic shortly in America and curing childhood cancer very shortly. We will defend privacy, free speech, religious liberty, and the right to keep and bear arms.
I love that. The president, who has, promises made, promises kept. I mean, the signage is up in these arenas where he speaks. It was really good. And the other thing that he did, and I want to highlight it, that is, and in fact, let's go to cut six real quick. The president renewed his promise to trash socialism, to never allow America to become a socialistic country. This was the president, cut six, last night in Cincinnati.
Tonight we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country. Never, ever, ever will it be a socialist country. What label they use, a vote for any Democrat in 2020 is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of our great, our beautiful, our wonderful American dream. We're not going to let our country ever go down the route of socialism. You must never forget that the 2020 election is about one thing. It's about you. I say it again. I say it all the time. Never happened before. There's never been a movement like this. They've had movements. They never went. They won a state. They did well in a state. We won 32 states. There's never been anything like it. There's never been anything like it. But this movement is about your family and your future, and it's about the life and the fate of your country.
The president, I thought was absolutely brilliant. Coming up, your phone calls on the other side, 844 the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all where you get a chance to call in, tell us what's on your mind. If there's something you want to talk about, we will do it. For years now, I have been telling you how I absolutely love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, Real Water has upped its game again, this time with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. I use it with my juices, and it's really good. To learn more, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's my website. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go. They'll deliver it right to your home. Real Water Concentrate. And all you got to do is go to KevinWallRadio.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll get to more of your calls as we continue live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're not gonna take it. Hell, we ain't gonna take it.
Of the top five, four or five issues to Americans, I'll bet you somewhere in that top four or five is the high cost of prescription drugs. And everybody is bitching about it, but nobody's doing anything about it until now. The president last night in his speech, I think Wayne Allen Root may have alluded to it in our previous hour. The president is doing something about it and is waiting, I think, for Democrats to come on board. Let's go to cut seven, because this was the president unveiling this new program to bring down the price of prescription drugs. This is cut seven, the president last night in Cincinnati.
We've launched a historic initiative to reduce the price of prescription drugs, including a plan to allow companies to import lower-cost drugs from other countries. It's a very unfair system. Our country pays the highest prices in the world. Last year was the first time in 51 years that drug pricing for prescription drugs actually came down. Now we're going to bring it down by a lot. We're going to bring it down a lot. And now, so other countries, here's an example. Canada pays half the price for a lot of drugs that we do. So we have a great governor in the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, calls me up. Doing a great job, Ron DeSantis. He was at 3 and he went to 70. That's a pretty good increase, right? Ron DeSantis is a great governor. And he comes to me and goes, you know, if you buy the drugs, if we buy the drugs, because this is so botched up, we have a middleman, it's not a good situation. He said, if I could go and buy the drugs from Canada, I could save 50%. I said, do it. Do it. And if you can buy them from Europe, because the system, like, remember I used to scream when I was winning states and not getting the delegates that I was entitled to? And I'd say the system is rigged. Well, the drug system is rigged. It's rigged. So if we can buy the same drug made by the same pharmaceutical company from Europe or from Canada or from other places at a big, deep discount, we're doing it and we're giving them the right to do it. Just happened today.
I just love that. How did the president end his speech? He does it essentially the same way every time, but now he's found new language. Let's see how the president, this is cut eight, how the president ended this speech in Cincinnati.
2 days ago, I spoke at the 400th anniversary of the first representative legislature assembly at Jamestown, Virginia. It was beautiful. It was incredible. I must tell you, I was reminded of so many great things in our country. We have been blessed with such a remarkable and priceless heritage. We are the greatest republic on the face of the earth, and we are going to keep it that way. Every day of my presidency, we will never forget that we are Americans and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to all of you. The future belongs to the greatest movement in the history of our country. And with your help and your devotion and your drive, we are going to keep on working. We are going to keep on fighting, and we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning. We are one people and one family, saluting one great American flag. We all share the same home, we all share the same heart, and we all share the same love of Almighty God. together with the great and proud people of Ohio, we are making America wealthy again. We are making America strong again. We are making America safe again. We are making America great again. And with your vote in 2020, we will keep America great. Thank you, Ohio. Thank you.
Any rally that ends with the Rolling Stones is a great rally. But when it's Donald J. Trump, I like to bring and the one thing I know of, I don't think I've ever heard a complaint. I mean, we get complaints on all kinds of things, you know, surrounding the show. But I don't think I've ever had a complaint that we play too much of the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. I don't think that we've even had one complaint on that. And I love hearing from the president. Last night's speech, it was a rally speech. They filled up this 20,000 seat building. They had thousands outside in 100 degree temperatures waiting to get in. It was it was vintage Trump. And you know, people on the left are waiting for the bloom to be off the rose. But it's not happening. People are still passionate about this president on both sides. But because this was a Trump rally, yes, there were hecklers. But the hecklers didn't last long in the building. No, I thought it was absolutely great. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what this week has been. Two nights of Democrats, the Democrat wannabes. And by the way, the polling today for Morning Consult shows that none of the 20 candidates moved more than 2% either way, up or down. No quantum leap, shall we say. Let's see. We had the opening of the National Football League. They had the Hall of Fame game last night. Okay. That was cool. Denver won 14-10. Nobody will ever notice. And the president spoke last night in Cincinnati. It was a stem winder. It was great. Hey, hope you have a great weekend. I'm going to have one, too. Till we join you on Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now.